读经呢，我们的经文呢，就是选自在以弗所书五章二十五到二十七节。咁我亦都咧系用咧新译本嘅经文，同大家嚟到诵读呢一段嘅经文，系五章二十五节。你们作丈夫的，要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水藉着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，作为荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的。 Today's scripture reading is recorded in the Ephesians chapter 3 verses 14 to 21. And I chose the NIV translations for the verse 14 set. Oh, sorry. Ephesians 5:25-27, and from the verse 25 set, husband, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or other blemish, but holy and blameless. 愿神祝福他自己，听他话语的人。跟住下来呢，咁我哋咧就系、是、有讲到嘅时间啦。咁我哋今日咧好高兴，好高兴，另外有潘士云牧师系喺我哋嘅当中。咁可能咧都唔需要特别好多嘅介绍吓，但好多人咧都会认识潘士云牧师。咁琴日咧，如果你哋有嚟到个 banquet 嘅咧，咁你哋都会见到潘士云牧师啊，有我哋都一啲嘅好详尽嘅介绍吓，关于潘士云牧师。咁或者等阵间咧，佢自己都可以咧做多少少佢自己个人嘅介绍。咁潘士云牧师咧系响 MB 咧系好长好长好长一段嘅时间，所以咧今日咧系有潘士云牧师成为我哋嗰个 speaker 咧，真系系我哋嘅荣耀吓。咁咧就潘士云牧师咧，好多时候咧我好欣赏佢咧讲到咧，就系、是、有时咧系即系除咗浅深入浅出之外，就算系几节嘅经文咧，佢嘅经文个内容系丰富到咧系想象唔到嘅，所以大家系等候呢、这、一个吓信息嘅时间吓。Today is such a great day that we feel very very privileged to have Reverend David Poon to be in our midst.And David Poon has been so experienced and with a long, long time with the MB churches. So it's such a great time that we can listen to Reverend Poon's sermon again. And every time that when I listen to Reverend Poon's sermon, and I always have the same feeling, even just the sermon come out from a few verses, but its profound meaning come out from those simple words. So I would just like to give the time to Reverend Poon, and the translator today is Winnie, and we thank you for her work.
首先，我要多谢主俾我有机会喺你哋贵堂三十五周年嚟到讲道。
I thank God for the opportunity to speak to you on your 35th anniversary。
都系多谢罗牧师邀请我翻嚟。
And I also like to thank Reverend Law to invite me。
其实我同众恩堂有好历史好远嘅关系。
I really have a long relationship with Pacific Grace MB Church.
剛才主席說我幾節聖經可以好講好耐，你就知道我好長氣。
So the chairperson just told you that I can speak a lot on a short Bible verse, so you know that I'm very long-winded.
我冇辦法記清楚由邊一日係李謙和傳道開始呢個嘅工作。
I can't remember exactly on which day Pastor Paul Lee started the Chinese ministry in this church.
但係我好記得佢第一堂開堂崇拜請我嚟講道。
But I remember clearly that on the first service of the Chinese department of the church, I was invited to speak in the meeting.
一週年嘅講道又請我翻嚟。
And in the first anniversary, I was invited again to come back and speak.
後來佢個腦有 cancer。
Later on, he was diagnosed with brain cancer.
他離開世界。
He left us.
那個喪禮我又做講員。
And I was also the speaker at his funeral service.
有兩個講員，我是中文的講員。
I was a Chinese speaker.
然後英文的講員是 Reverend Nick Dick.
And the English speaker was Reverend Nick Dick.
就是當時的發展部的總幹事。
He was the development department of the church. He was the
deacon there.
Because there was no translation provided, so we all spoke our own message.
當然不是同一個時候講嚇。
Of course, we didn't speak at the same time.
後來朱爾文你哋嘅牧師結婚嘅時候，我又係做婚禮講員。
When one of the pastors, Pastor Eddie Chu, in his wedding, I was also invited to be the speaker in his wedding.
其實佢個太太喺我屋企嫁出去。
Actually, his wife was related to me.
所以咧，係總會好多嘅西人嘅同工就聽見到我就唔識我係阿水。
So a lot of co-workers in the MB conferences when they see me, they don't know who I am.
直到1978年我加入 MB.
Until 1978, I joined MB conference.
他又沒有考我，什麼都沒有，就接納了我。
They didn't give me any test and they accepted me.
一做做到踏入30年。
And ever since I've worked almost 30 years for MB churches.
我就65歲，九年前就退休。
And I retired at 65, 9 years ago.
但是在退休之後這九年，我和師母常常出去宣教。
But since I retired, I always go out and do mission work with my wife.
3月的時候，我們去了香港，去了緬甸。
In March this year, we went to Burma.
緬甸呢，我們以前發夢都沒有去過那處。
We never dreamed of like going there.
但是自从退休之后呢，我就去了九次。
But since I retired, I have been there 9 times.
在那些的北边的山区。
And we worked in the northern mountain area of the country.
去完之后才知道原来那里真的叫缅甸，整日停电。
After being there, we just came to realize that why it was called well, in Chinese, 緬甸, because they always have like stoppage of electricity.
然後我又會下個月我哋又會去台北宣教。
Next month we are going to North Thailand.
呢九年我哋去咗好多地方，有柬埔寨，有南非。
In the past 9 years, we've been to many places, including South Africa and Cambodia.
同埋巴拿馬。
And also Panama.
因為我哋呢個中華福音使命團有好多宣教士分布喺全世界。
Because the missionary organization I'm with, they have a lot of missionaries over the world.
我做佢哋嘅義工。
I'm one of their volunteers.
做佢哋嘅義務嘅團牧。
I'm their like volunteer pastor.
好感恩神就係俾我有機會服侍佢。
And I thank God for the opportunity to keep on serving him.
其實喺12年前我係患咗前列腺 cancer。
12 years ago, I had prostate cancer.
做完手術好成功。
After the surgery, everything was fine.
但係跟住我就大量失血。
But afterwards, I lost a lot of blood.
我失咗四分三嘅血。
I lost 3/4 of my blood.
就快死。
I almost died.
卒之咧喺兩日內輸咗12袋血入嚟。
In 2 days, I have like 12 bags of blood.
所以好多人問我點解你隻手凍嘅？
People ask me why are your hands cold?
我話可能嗰啲冷血入咗嚟。
Maybe I got cold blood put into my body.
但是神给我中气可以继续的讲道。
But God gives me the strength to keep on speaking.
本来没气。
Well, I was very weak.
由这里走到个琴那里 都晕低。
I couldn't even walk from here to the piano.
神才恩待我。
But God has great grace.
所以在九年前我退休之后。
So 9 years ago when I retired.
Retire 就是换过车胎又走过。
That means I change my tires and I will go again.
今天呢在你们的35周年里面。
On your 35th anniversary today,
我就用刚才所读的圣经。
I'll use Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 to 27.
保罗就用夫妻的关系讲到神的奥秘。
God used the relationship between a husband and a wife to talk about the mystery of God.
讲到基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
About Christ loved the church and gave himself up for the church.
然后基督又用水藉着道把教会洗净。
And then he cleansed the church by the washing with the water through his word.
使教会成为圣洁。
So that the church becomes holy.
成为无瑕疵。
Become without blemish.
连皱纹都没。
No wrinkles.
我们慢慢慢慢就好多的火车路。
Gradually we have wrinkles on our forehead.
但是神给我们再回复回青春有力量。
But God gives us, re-strengthen us and rejuvenates us too.
所以耶稣基督将教会清洁之后归自己。
When he cleansed the church, he took the church with him.
咁你唔好以为以后教会污糟就请耶稣嚟 clean up 啊。
And don't think that when the church becomes dirty, you will invite Jesus to clean up for you.
保罗喺哥林多前书第六章话：你哋嘅身体就系圣灵嘅殿。
And Paul said that your body is the temple of the Lord.
原来基督爱教会就是爱每一个罪人。
Jesus loved the church means that Jesus loved every sinner.
将我们从这个的罪的逆权势拯救过来。
To bring us out of the authority of sin.
所以他要我们成为一个荣耀的教会。
So he wants us to become a glorious church.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我今天所说不是这间 building。
Today I'm not talking about the building.
是讲我们每一个基督徒。
We're talking about everyone sitting here.
所以我盼望我们的成为一个荣耀的教会，第一点就是要敬拜祷告的殿。
The first thing we have to do is to make our church a place for worship and prayer.
很多时候弟兄姐妹就以为就是爱，就是神要我们在这一个半钟头敬拜神。
Well, sometimes brothers and sisters think that we have to, we just have to worship the Lord in this 1.5 hours.
不是只是这么简单。
No, it's not that simple.
如果做基督徒就是个半钟头就很容易，是吗？
Isn't it easy if we are just being a Christian for 1.5 hours?
你知不知道为什么每一次牧师讲完道举起手做什么？
Do you know why the pastor, every time after he finished his sermon, he raised up his hands?
So say sorry.
Someone may think that, well, he's just talked for too long and then raised up his hand to say sorry.
那个是 benediction, 是祝福。
It is a benediction.
是牧师差你出去。
The pastor commissioned you.
就是回到你的家。
To your home.
回到你的家。
To your family,
你的工作的场所
to your workplace,
为主做见证
to witness for the Lord.
下个礼拜又回来敬拜
and you come back next week.
但是在这个这样的行动里面神告诉你你出了礼拜堂的门你仍然要荣耀神
So God is telling you once you're out of the church you still have to glorify him.
所以呢我用的圣经就是马可十二章三十节
So, if you have your Bible, turn to Mark chapter 12, verse 30.
那处提到有一个文士问耶稣。
There you will see a scribe asking Jesus.
他说究竟在整个旧约的律法。
And he asked in all the laws of the Old Testament.
其实就是由出埃及记二十章打到落四十章。
From the Exodus to chapter 1 to 40.
十诫。
The Ten Commandments.
律例典章。
God's decrees and
就是所有自民的律法和宗教的礼仪
All the religious rituals
文士问耶稣哪一条是最重要的
The scribe asked Jesus which one was the greatest
耶稣就再 refer 回出埃及的二十章
And Jesus referred him to Exodus chapter 20
当神讲到十诫的时候
When God talked about Ten Commandments
他说以色列人你要知道 我耶和华是你的神。
God said that, O Israel, know that I am your God.
并且是独一的真神。
I'm one and only one.
曾经将你们在埃及为奴之家领出来。
I brought you out of slavery from Egypt.
所以就讲十诫。
So Jesus taught them. And then God gave them the Ten Commandments.
耶稣在马可十二章再 refer 翻这个。
In Mark chapter 12, Jesus referred back to this incident.
这个是什么呢？他说诫命中最重要的就是耶和华是独一的主。
So the biggest, the greatest commandment is that the Lord is one.
所以耶稣说你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱他。
And Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and
with all your strength. 所以请弟兄姊妹记得。
So brothers and sisters,
敬拜不是每个主日的一个半钟头。
Worship is not about the 1.5 hours.
敬拜是全心全意一生之久全然爱他。
Worship is a lifelong business.
并且圣经说神是忌邪的神。
And the Bible said that God is a jealous God.
他是独一的真神。
He is the one.
他是忌邪的真神。
He is jealous.
就是说他这样爱我们。
He loves us.
他要所有以色列人要全然爱他。
He wants the, all the Israelites to love him with all
their hearts. 当耶稣降生之前,
before Jesus was born,
天使对玛利亚约瑟地讲乜嘢?
What did the angel tell, Joseph and Mary?
他说你要生一个儿子, 起名叫耶稣。
He said that you will, give birth to a child and called him Jesus.
神要将他的百姓在罪恶里面拯救出来。
And God will save his people from sin.
今天每一个我们都在神的面前是蒙恩得救的罪人。
Today we are all sinners and we have the grace of a God to be saved.
本来我们是绝望。
We don't have any hope.
在基督耶稣里面我们相信他我们得到永生。
But in Christ, when we believe in him, we have eternal life. We became there, his people, his sons.
所以我们记住我们的神将我们从罪恶里面救出来。
So we have to remember that God saves us from sin.
耶稣说最重要的那条律法就是尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱他。
And Jesus said the greatest commandment is to love him with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength and all your mind.
所以我们礼拜日我们一定要回来敬拜他。
So on Sunday we must come to church and worship him.
在诗篇118篇那里说
In Psalm 118,
那是讲到匠人所弃的石头
the stone the builders rejected,
成为建造房角石的头块石头
has become the cornerstone.
然后圣经说这是耶和华所定的日子
and then the Bible said that, this is the day of the Lord.
我们要在其中高兴欢喜。
Let us rejoice today and be glad.
这处就是讲到耶稣基督被钉的时候。
Here is talking about, Jesus when he was nailed to the cross.
因为他是将背负全人类的罪。
He bore all the sin of the world.
神将众人的罪业归晒在耶稣身上。
And God put all the sin on him.
他被钉的时候神是弃绝他。
When he was nailed, God, forsake him.
所以在十架里面他讲了七句说话最中间那句就是最凄惨的一句。
So on the cross, Jesus, said two, seven sentences, and in the middle, there was the one that was the most heartbreaking.
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
He said, my God, why did you forsake me?
前后他都说父啊父啊，但是到这个时候，他说我的神，为什么你要离弃我？
Before he was calling God Father,In this sentence, he was saying, "Why did you forsake me?"
因为他背负全人类的罪。
Because at that point, he was bearing all the sin of the world.
本来他是神的爱子。
He was the beloved son of God.
现在他是被神咒诅的。
And now he became the cursed.
但是当他从死里复活。
When he was resurrected from death.
圣经说这一块匠人所弃的石头。
And then,Bible said that the stone that the builders rejected
成为建造教会的第一块石
has become the cornerstone to build the church.
所以呢，以后我们这一班属神的人在这块活石上一路兴建起来。
And so all other believers will build up from on this stone from ever.
所以耶稣基督是活的石头。
So Jesus is the living stone.
你和我都是活的石头。
You and I are also living stones.
所以如果呢啲活嘅石头今朝唔翻嚟咧
，So if these living stones don't come back today，
呢度净系得一嚿石
，There will be only just one piece of stone。
但系如果大家坐满咧
，But if it is filled with believers，
呢个就系活嘅教会
，It's become a living church。
所以神话主耶稣复活嗰一日就系主日，就系咧我哋要。高兴、欢喜、赞美嘅时候。
So God set aside a day when Jesus was resurrected to be the day for us to be rejoiced and be glad.
保罗劝我哋喺主日要预备我哋嘅奉献嘅钱嚟到俾个神。
Paul told us to prepare our offering to offer to God on Sunday.
使徒约翰为咗传福音嘅缘故坐监，被罗马王放逐喺呢个拔摩海岛里边。
When Apostle John was put in prison by the Roman government,
启示录一章十节系在主日，神向佢显现，将末世嘅嘢向佢讲解。
In the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 10, God revealed to him what will happen in the end of the world.
所以主日大家唔好放弃。
So the Lord's Day.
今日我哋发现好多公众嗰啲嘅咩百万行，好多马拉松赛，乜嘢单车赛、电单车赛，都系喺礼拜日。
So we must not give up worshiping the Lord on the Lord's Day.
我话俾你，有几次我要去教会讲道咧，俾佢挡住行唔到。
But a lot of like walkathons and things like that happen on Sunday now. So one time, I was blocked by these kind of activities to go to speak in the church.
因为嗰班人平时都唔去教会。
Because these people they don't go to
church. 所以咧，不如就喺礼拜日嚟到搞呢啲嘢。
So they will organize activities like this on Sunday.
求主帮助我哋。
May the Lord help us.
我鼓励基督徒唔好喺嗰日出去。
I encourage Christians don't join these activities.
点解佢唔喺礼拜六？
Why don't they do these things on Saturday?
他以为神是很宽容是饶恕他的。
Because they think that God is forgiving.
他们都惯了不用去教会。
They're used to not going to church.
所以叫你去少一次都 OK 了。
So they would think that it's okay for you to just give
up one time. 希伯来书说不要停止聚会。
In Hebrews, we are told that we should not give up
getting together
to worship the Lord.
对我们说我们要敬拜神，用你的心灵诚实敬拜佢。
And Jesus told us to worship God in the spirit and in truth.
乜嘢系心灵诚实
？What is this in the spirit?
因为神做我哋呢个身体，又俾我俾有心有灵。
Because God created a soul and a body for us.
身体就系你个个坐喺度啦。
The body is your physical body.
你有冇听到？我就唔知啊。
Are you listening to me? I'm not too sure.
但是当你人与人之间倾偈的时候
，But when you talk to one another，
如果你心不在焉
，and you're not listening with your heart，
咁即系听完等于冇听。
That means you haven't，
因为你都冇心
anything ，because your heart is not there。
乜嘢系心灵
？What is in the spirit？
就系你嘅灵同神嘅灵相交。
That means your spirit。Is in fellowship with the Spirit of God.
系好抽象喎，究竟系点乜嘢嚟
？It seems so abstract. What does it
就系用你嘅敬虔、你敬畏嘅心嚟同神相交。
That means to fellowship Him with reverence.
同埋圣经话，你要用心灵诚实，诚实就系用真理，按照神嘅话语嚟向同佢相交。
In truth means that you fellowship with God in accordance with His word.
所以当我哋祷告嘅时候。
So when we pray,
好多时候我成日教啲老人家佢唔识英文。
I always teach the elderly who don't know English too much.
去到医院
，when they're in the hospital,
佢痛啊，都嗰啲医生都唔知佢讲乜嘢。
When they're in great pain and doctors don't understand what they mean,
你记住，我教佢一招好使得。
There's a trick I teach them.
如果你头痛
，if you have a headache,
你揿住个头，哎呀哎呀哎呀就得啦。
Put your hand on your head and cry out loud.
个肚就揿住个肚，哎呀！
And if it's your stomach,
总之边度唔妥就揿住，哎呀！
Wherever you feel pain,
仲要加多二千重。
And then cry loudly.
咁样嘅咧，啲护士就知道你系边度唔舒服。
And the nurse will know which area of your body you feel uncomfortable.
你唔使识英文嘅。
You don't have to know English.
佢识，佢知道你乜教科。
They can tell from your body language.
弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
当我们来到神的面前，
when we come before God,
用一个敬畏的心，
with a heart of reverence,
用一个敬虔的心态，
with a fearful heart,
用神的话语，
use his word,
来亲近他，
to come close to him.
神需要这样。
God loves us to worship him this way.
第二点我们要跟大家分享的，
the other one,
就是要教会成为一个关顾相爱的家。
The second point is for the church to become the home of loving and care.
这个呢，我们即刻会想到团契。
Then we think about fellowship.
我不知道你参加哪个团。
I don't know which fellowship you go to.
有青年团、少年团、妇女团、弟兄团、奇英团等等。
There are fellowships for different ages.
或者是有不同的周会。
Or, and you have different programs for your fellowships.
我不是指周会的内容。
I'm not talking about the content of your meeting.
见证周、查经周、康乐周、生日周等等。
You can have social activities or Bible study for your.
当我们一讲到团契，
when we talk about fellowship,
讲到关顾相爱的时候，
when we're talking about loving and caring for one another,
我是就指你记住耶稣第二句紧要的是什么。
And I want to point you to the second.
马可十二章三十一节。
Mark chapter 12 verse
第一个最重要的就是神是独一的神，我们要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱他。
The first commandment is, the first thing is to love the Lord with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind.
其次也相仿的。
And the second one is,
就是爱人如己。
Is love your neighbor as yourself.
英文好，就是爱你的邻居和你接近的人好像爱你自己一样。
Love your neighbors who are close to you.
当我们讲到团契，就是你要爱对方好像爱自己一样。
When we talk about fellowships, that means that love your fellowship members like you love yourself.
你问你自己。
Ask yourself this question.
当你有困难有难处的时候。
When you have problems.
你有没有得人和你申诉？
Can you talk to someone?
有没有人可以聆听你讲的嘢？
Will there be someone ready to listen
to you? 有没有人会帮助你？
Will someone help you?
你话唔得噶，唔讲得俾佢哋听啊。
But you say that no, I can't share with
them. 佢就会同我叭叭传开晒。
Once I tell someone, they will like spread it around.
全教会就会睇低我噶啦。
The whole church will look down on me.
所以我唔讲得俾佢哋听。
So I cannot share it with them.
呢个唔系团契。
Then this is not fellowship.
团契就系你有心事，有人可以聆听你。
The fellowship is where you can share your.
当然你要人聆听你，你要聆听别人。
Of course, you have to do the same to the others.
如果在神的家里面，我们没有了这个关爱彼此相交的心。
If we cannot love and care for one another like this,
这个是怎样？你就会变成彼此相争。
We will become like competing and disagreeing.
变成不是同工，是攻击的工了。
We don't work together, but we like attack.
我哋中国人咧，嗰旧时嗰啲每年团圆饭咧，个去到边处都翻屋企一齐食饭。
For Chinese, we have a tradition of getting together for on our Chinese.
你话我对父母有六七个仔女
，If the family has like
平时都冇机会一齐见面食饭。
If the family has six or seven members, they don't have a chance to
get together. 他
yeah, they don't have a chance to get together in other times.
台面摆咗好多美食。
But on this new Chinese New Year's
Eve, 但系台底呢系你养我，我养你。
In this family gathering, they actually are like hating one another.
个父母见到你哋猛夹餸猛食嘢。
When the parents see that you are all happily enjoying the meal,
睇唔到你台底做乜家伙。
But they don't know that you're actually hating one another in your heart.
彼此相爭，彼此相攻。
That you are disagreeing and competing with one another.
冇咗嗰個愛。
There's no love.
如果俾你家人知道點算
？But if this happens in your family, how would you feel?
你記住，父母有陣時都係唔知我哋做乜嘢。
So you have to remember that your parents may not understand you fully.
曾经有一个父亲个耳仔听唔到。
There's a father who cannot hear.
佢都唔知嗰啲仔女讲乜嘢。
He doesn't know what his children are talking
about. 后来咧，佢去个医生嗰度同佢验过，配咗个耳聋机。
when he went to see a doctor and then he had some hearing
aid. 医生话两个礼拜你再翻嚟睇下点样啦。
The doctor told him to come back in 2 weeks.
咁啊，两个礼拜后翻嚟，个医生问佢点啊，效果好唔好
？The doctor asked in after 2 weeks. The doctor asked him, "Oh, are you happy with the hearing aids?"
好清楚。
He said, "Oh, I can hear very clearly now."
佢咁佢话嗰啲仔女个个好高兴啦，欢迎你啦。
And the doctor said, "Oh, your children must be very happy."
佢话我冇话俾佢哋听。
No, I didn't tell them.
我净系带咗耳聋机去咗三次，换咗遗嘱三次。
Ever since I had this hearing aids, I changed my will 3 times.
啊，我以为嗰个仔嗰个女好，谂住多啲俾佢。
I thought, oh, I would give more to this.
啊，原来佢转咗身啦，闹嗰个咁嘅老鬼，嗰个聋鬼，佢都听唔到我讲。
But turn around, he scolded me as like a deaf person.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
所以有时神俾你聋聋地都好啊。
So sometimes it's better for us not to hear so clearly.
你一清清楚楚，你就真系好激气。
If you can hear very clearly, maybe you'll be upset.
今日神要我哋彼此相爱。
God wants us to love one another.
耶稣话：你们有彼此相爱嘅心，人就知道你系我嘅门徒。
And Jesus said that if you have this heart to love one another, people will know that you are my disciples.
有人写住佢话友谊唔系喺课室里边学到嘅东西。
Once it was written that friendship is not something you can learn.
但系如果你毕业后咧，都唔明白友谊系乜嘢意思。
But if you still don't understand what friendship means after you graduated,
咁你读书就系白读噶啦。
Then you have been going to school in vain.
大家。记得在1961年至1989年东西柏林捉了啲围墙阻隔。
You remember that in 1961 to 1989, a wall was built in between East and West Germany. 28
年大家冇得沟通。
During these 28 years, the two parts of the country did not communicate at all.
直到1989年11月9号大家拆晒嗰啲围墙之后
，until the 19th of November 1989, when the wall was pulled down，
佢哋而家合统一番。
Now the country becomes unified again。
我就想到以弗所书二章十四节。
And I want to share with you Ephesians chapter 2 verse 14。
佢话因耶稣基督使我哋能够同神和好，将两下合而为一，拆毁中间嗰埲墙。
It's because of Jesus who pulled down the wall so we can unify again as one.
所以亦都是因为耶稣基督拆毁我们人与人之间那些的阻隔。
So Jesus pulled down the wall between us.
有一个很实际的现象，你平时回来聚集坐那个位置，差不多次次都坐那个位置。
I think that you are used to sitting in the same seat in the same area every time you come to worship.
除非你嚟到嘅时候咧，嗰有人坐咗你个位。
Unless it is taken by someone else.
如果唔系，你死都要去翻嗰度坐。
Otherwise, you would like to sit in the same seat.
咁有一个好处系乜嘢
？What is the advantage of doing that?
你望下隔篱嗰几个系咪嗰啲人？如果唔系咧，你散咗会翻去打电话问佢，做咩今日唔见你？
The benefit of doing so, you will know the people sitting around you, and then if you don't see them, you can go home and phone them and ask why they're not there.
曾经有一个教会有人咧嚟聚集就坐喺后边。
One time, there's a member who used to come to sit at the back of the church.
但系佢发现由聚会至到散会，隔篱嗰个都唔同佢打招呼握手。
And he noticed that the one sitting next to him, from beginning to the end did not come to talk to him.
咁佢话：，嘿，呢间教会冇爱心嘅。
And then he thought this church is not a loving church.
但系佢话我再俾多一个礼拜佢。
So he will give them one more chance.
咁佢下个礼拜又翻嚟。
He came back the following
又坐翻嗰个位。
He sat in the same place.
隔篱又系嗰个人。
The same person.
散咗会又系冇握手，冇打招呼。
And after the meeting, he did not greet him.
所以佢话嗰间教会冇爱心，我以后唔去嗰间教会。
So he decided not to go to that church anymore.
你话几阴公
？How sad!
原来嗰两个都系新来宾嚟嘅。
These two people actually are newcomers to the church.
你又唔识我，我又唔识你。
They didn't know each other.
所以我欢迎你。有啲教会就欢迎大家彼此握手，彼此问安。
So some church encouraged the attendees to shake hands with one another.
如果唔係咧，你話有幾個喺第度嚟咗一兩個禮拜翻，你就話嗰間教會冇愛心，因為我哋去咗幾次都係咁噶啦。
Otherwise, it will happen that newcomers will feel very left alone.
讓我哋今日用愛心嚟關愛別人。
Let us love one another.
饒恕別人。
Forgive one another.
接納別人。
Accept one another.
如果你喺神嘅家學唔到呢一個饒恕，呢個彼此相愛。
If you don't learn this love and forgiving,
你就白白做咗好多年嘅基督徒。
You will be a Christian in vain.
第三，門徒訓練侍奉嘅地方。
The third thing is for the church to be the school of discipleship.
我哋盼望神嘅家成为一个门训侍奉嘅中心。
We hope the church will become a place where Christians will be built up.
耶稣基督喺马太二十八章二十节颁布大使命嘅里边，其中有一句。
Mark chapter 28 verse 20.
佢话：凡我所吩咐你哋嘅嗰边门徒，你哋要教训。初信的人来到遵守。
So Jesus, in this Bible verse said that, you should go and make disciples of all nations.
整本圣经。
The whole Bible.
成为每一个人学习的内容。
Is the center of our learning.
我们要学习神的话。
We should learn the word of the Lord.
学习神的话，学习侍奉的技巧。
Learn the word of the Lord and the skills to serve.
神为了要神的家、神的儿女能够认识神的话、认识侍奉的技巧。
For the children of God to learn the word and the skill to serve.
神定了有教会、有领袖。
God gives church leaders.
在以弗所书第四章十一、十二节那里说，在神的家，神赐我们有使徒、有先知、有传福音、有牧师和教师。
In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 to 12, it says that God gave the church apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers.
而这班人是为了一个目的，就是要成全圣徒，就是要装备信徒，要训练信徒。
Their purpose is to equip the God's people for works of service.
咁使徒大家都知道就係嗰啲跟從耶穌嘅人。
So we all know that apostles are people who have followed.
佢哋就係為耶穌嘅復活做見證。
They witness the resurrection of
Jesus. 佢就係使徒同先知就係建立教會嘅基石。
Apostles and the prophets, they are the foundation of the church.
當然最低嗰個就係最低嗰嚿基石就係放角石就係耶穌基督。
Of course, the cornerstone is Jesus himself.
然后上面好像就是呢使徒和先知。
And then building up on it, on him, it are the apostles
and prophets. 使徒就是呢他能够确定真理。
Apostles tells us what is true.
大家记得在加拉太书保罗说，我稀奇你们这么快就离开基督道理的初端。
In Galatians, Paul said that I was like surprised that you have left the beginning.
然后保罗话，如果有我哋嘅人变咗节嘅传道人，或者系从天上嚟嘅使者，传福音俾过你哋，同我哋现今原来传俾你嘅不同，佢就应该受咒诅。
So if anyone told you something different from what we told you, they should be cursed.
所以你就知道咧，原来使徒系在初期教会建立的时候一个这么重要的工程师。
So we know that the apostles have a very important role in the beginning of the church.
先知是什么？
What are prophets?
你记得在初期教会的时候新约圣经还未有圣经的。
In the early church time, they did not have
the New Testament yet. 他们所读的圣经就是旧约的圣经。
Their Bible was the Old Testament.
所以呢先知就是在那个时代他们讲道就讲出神的意思来。
So at that time, the prophets told the believers what God wanted them to know.
他们有先知讲道之能。
So they have the gift of prophesying.
但是我们相信当整本新旧约圣经都完成之后。
But when the whole Bible was completed,
我们就有神的话。
We have the word of God.
所以到今日我哋唔需要再有新嘅呢一个嘅经文。
So now we don't need any new Bible teaching.
因为使徒约翰喺启示录二十二章十八、十九节话，唔可以增加，唔可以减少。
Because Apostle John said that no one should anything make any addition to the Bible.
所以如果仲有先知讲启示录二十三章。那个是假先知。
If there's a prophet who told you about the book of Revelation, but he was referring to chapter 23, it must be wrong.
所以当新约圣经完全写好之后，
So when the New Testament was completed,
先知同埋使徒就已经系唔需要了。
We don't need the apostles and the prophets anymore.
但是今日在神的家里面有传福音。
But today we still have to.
嗱，呢个传福音咧，当然我哋嗰啲个人报道，我哋开报道会嗰啲都系传福音。
Of course, when we do our personal evangelism or we have like.
但系呢一个传福音系讲到佢特别有恩赐，将罪人带到神嘅面前嗰班呢个嘅传福音嘅使者。
Here we're talking about people who have like the special gift to bring people to God.
喺十九世纪嘅穆迪 ，Moody。
In the 19th century, Moody,
同埋喺二十世纪嘅 Billy Graham,
and Billy Graham in the 20th century,
而佢个仔而家都系咧有传福音嘅恩赐。
And Billy Graham's son, they all have the gift of evangelism.
佢喺地上把福音传开，领人归主。
They spread the gospel and bring people to God.
千千万万人透过佢嘅侍奉归向神。
Thousands of people come to God through their service.
牧师系最多嘅。嘅神嘅领袖。
Well, there are a lot of pastors in the church.
牧师就系牧养，就系牧养我哋。
Pastors teach us the word of God.
就系将神嘅话嚟到解释俾我哋听。
The pastors explain the word of God to us.
咁最后教师系乜嘢
？What about teachers?
教师就系真系教导圣经。
Teachers are Bible teachers.
教导侍奉嘅技巧。
Teaching us the skills of How to serve God.
这个呢不是只是 讲教主学那些。
We're not talking about just the teachers in Sunday school.
应该是指神学院那些老师教授。
It should be talking about the professors in the Bible seminar. 训练
这班人认识神的话。
To teach the believers to know God's word.
神使用这班的领袖来帮助教会。
God uses these leaders to help church.
他要教会能够成长。
To build up the church.
所以我常常对大家讲。
So I would like to encourage you.
我说如果你不懂得神的话。
If you don't know the word of God.
这个是我们教牧的责任。
It is the responsibility of the
pastors. 如果你没有机会去参与侍奉。
If you don't have an opportunity to serve.
这个是教会的执事的责任。
It's the responsibility of the deacons of the church.
如果你不肯侍奉。
But if you don't want to serve.
这个是你的责任。
It is your responsibility.
那你说我们的责任是什么呢？你自己问你自己。
So just ask yourself the question, what is your responsibility?
最后第四。
Lastly.
是教会成为报道宣教之所。
The church should be a place of mission and evangelism.
耶稣基督吩咐门徒要把福音传开。
Jesus told the disciples to spread the gospel.
在《使徒行传》第一章第八节，耶稣在橄榄山颁布大使命。
In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Jesus gave the disciples the great commandment.
就是说你们要得着能力，然后要在耶路撒冷耶路撒冷犹太全地撒玛利亚直到地极为他做见证。
It says in the Bible, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
讲完这番话，耶稣就被接上升天。
After Jesus told the disciples these words, he ascended to heaven.
当他回到天上的时候，天使一定是列队欢迎他。
When he ascended to heaven, the angels will welcome him.
天使很可能问耶稣一个问题。
The angels might have asked Jesus this question.
主耶稣，为什么你临回来家还要叫那班门徒去传福音？
Why did you ask the disciples to spread the gospel?
你那班整班呢都大考，个个都肥佬不合格。
They all have failed you.
你看看 猶大直情費事讀書，賣咗你，咁咪又有錢袋。
Like Judas sold you。
彼得三次唔認你。
Peter denied you three times。
其他個個都匿埋喺 basement 唔敢出嚟。
And all the others hid themselves。
到你復活嘅時候咧，多馬都費事翻教會見你。
And when you were resurrected, Thomas didn't come to
see you。佢諗住死咗就死咗，一了百了，又以後冇咗耶穌啦。
He thought once you died, he would never see you
again. 點知嗰班人話你走寶啦，今晚耶穌同我哋顯現啦。
But then these people, they all saw Jesus appear to them.
多馬唔相信。
But Thomas did not believe.
佢話我非要摸過佢嘅釘痕，佢嘅肋旁，我唔信。
I wanted to touch his nail marks.
嗰晚佢又翻嚟聚集。
That night he came to the meeting. The second night he came to the meeting.
主耶稣一见到佢就多马，伸出你嘅手嚟摸下我嘅手，摸下我嘅肋旁。
Once Jesus saw him, he told him to touch his hands.
多马即刻唔敢再摸啦，望到都仲要摸耶稣，闹到佢飞起。
And he was so afraid.
佢走到嚟嘅时候，耶稣话：那没有看见就信的有福了。
And Jesus said that who did not see and but believe is blessed.
所以如果佢仲系唔信，俾我摸下你，摸完之后咧，耶稣就闹到佢唔知去到边度。
Yeah, Thomas did not want God to scold him.
所以耶稣要用40日同佢哋补习神嘅话语。
So Jesus spent 40 days before he ascended to heaven.
呢个系《使徒行传》第一章教导我哋嘅。
To keep teaching us,
佢讲乜嘢咧？就系讲路加24章嘅真理。
You could see this in the first chapter of
成本旧约同佢哋讲晒有关耶稣嘅事，一五一十同佢哋讲。
In the first chapter of Acts, Jesus taught the disciples everything in the Old Testament.
讲完就颁大使命，叫佢哋去传福音啊。
After that, Jesus gave them the commandment to spread the gospel.
跟住耶稣就升天啦。
Then Jesus ascended to heaven.
嗰啲天使啊，你有冇搞错？仲交俾佢哋，有冇信用噶
？Jesus may the angels may wonder why Jesus you still trust them.
嗱，使徒唔知道地极有几远，但天使喺地度落嚟，知道个地球有几大，系咪
？The angels know how big the earth is.
佢点解你唔揾我哋？
The angels
传福音。
The angels may ask Jesus why didn't.
因为我哋咧啊。33年前你降生都是我哋嚟一班又报佳音又唱歌又嚟到宣布。
33 years ago before you were born, we came to announce the good news of your birth to the world.
天使唔使学话。
And angels, they didn't have to learn the language.
天使唔使俾佢旅费，佢因为坐飞佢都唔使坐飞机。
They did not have to take a flight, so they save a lot of traveling expenses.
昨晚35周年咧，你都唔使请佢嚟食，佢都得噶啦。
Last night, in your banquet, you didn't have to invite them to
eat with
you. 仲有
佢嘅效果系奇大。
And they have
好犀利。
And their work could have great effects.
边个唔系真心，系硬心，唔肯悔改嘅
？They know who.Who does not want to repent?
佢半夜三更喺你屋企一戚戚咗你对面山顶。
During the night, the angel can come and visit you and take you to the mountain.
然后即刻带翻你翻嚟。
And then take you back to your home.
你梗系好冻咧，唔够你瞓着喺个被窦俾佢崩咗去，你以为几惨
？You may feel very cold, taken out from your bed to the mountain.
你快啲信耶稣，唔系我听晚又嚟揾你。
The angel will tell you, oh.
我谂你半夜三更都打电话俾罗牧师。
The angel may tell.
呢啲天使咁犀利嘅。
The angel may ask you to invite you to believe in Christ. Otherwise, he will come back to visit you again.
传几耐都唔肯信耶稣。
Like we may do a lot of work and people won't believe in Jesus.
天使真系冇你咁好气。
But the angel are impatient.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
耶稣就要。罪人蒙恩得救之后，将呢一个真理向人讲解。
Jesus warned the sinners who believe in Jesus and then go and tell people about the truth of God.
所以你哋嘅使命就系将你哋得到嘅恩典传扬出去。
So in one of your missions is to pass on the grace you receive to the world.
我哋为你感谢神。
We thank you for God.
因为你哋嘅牧者罗牧师又去西非。 又去巴拿，去委内瑞拉，又去好多地方宣教。
Because your senior pastor has gone to many places to do missionary work.
仲有咧，你哋嘅教会系直堂最多嘅 MB 华人教会。
And your church has planted the largest number of churches in Vancouver.
連埋你哋母堂咧，總共有九間，唔知邊個係仔，邊個係孫啊。
Including this church, there are 9 of them.
仲有好多喺你哋教會出嚟嘅，信咗主，讀神學，做咗傳道，做咗宣教。
There are also a number of believers who have become pastors, missionaries.
你哋有支持 Prince George 嘅福音事工。
You also support the missionary work in at Prince George.
一直喺南美，喺呢個呢個嘅委內瑞拉嗰邊嚟到支持開方嘅事工。
And you also support the churches in Venezuela.
你哋嘅 Awana， 你哋嘅呢個兒童事工同埋讚美操。做好多咧領人歸主嘅呢一個嘅聚會，實在係神嘅恩典。
And your Awana and your children ministry and also your praise dance also bring people to God.
但我今日希望唔係淨係你睇佢哋做，而係你大家參與。
And I hope that you don't just sit there and watch people serving the Lord.
為佢哋禱告。
I encourage you to participate also and pray for them.
奉獻支持佢哋。
And give your offering to support them financially.
同埋參與短宣傳福音嘅工作。
And also participate in short-term mission.
唔單止你係向外宣教。
Not only that you will spread the gospel.
喺你嘅周圍，你做傳福音，領人歸主。
You also do so in your in the
你嘅屋企仲有邊個未信耶穌？你為佢祈禱。
If you know anyone who is not a believer yet, pray for him.
我話俾你聽，最難係帶屋企嘅人信耶穌。
Well, the most difficult thing is to bring your family to Christ.
個原因就係佢哋睇穿你。
The reason being they may know you too well.
你平時一至五對佢都麻麻地。
You don't treat them too well from Monday to Friday.
禮拜六咧就希望氹佢聽日跟你嚟教會。
And then Saturday you try to
嗌阿媽又去飲茶又咩咩。
Yeah, on Saturday you try to be good to them and urge them to come to church.
佢唔嚟，於是禮拜日下晝翻去又是黑口黑面。
And then, but if they don't agree to come, and then Sunday afternoon you go back and then you treat them badly again.
求主幫助我哋。
May the Lord help us.
讓我哋存一個。敬畏神嘅心
，May we fear the Lord，
爱神爱人嘅心
，A heart that love the love
God and
people。
嗰啲最接近你嘅人就系你嘅邻居
，The people who are close to you are your neighbors。
就系你隔篱嘅人
，There are people sitting next to you。
你爱佢好似爱你自己一样
，Love them as you love yourself。
愿我哋靠着主嘅恩典，同心合意，持守真道，做一个荣耀神嘅教会。
By the grace of God, may we be like-minded and present ourselves as a glorious church to God.